Ian Williams is a 21-year-old college student at Fairmont State University. He studies English education, and he dreams of becoming a college professor at some point during his life. But before that, he's finding success as a poet. Williams recently won a National Poetry Award in the National Federation of State Poetry Society's College University Level Poetry Competition. Ian was one of two first-place winners nationwide. He says he first got interested in poetry as a high school student in Fairmont.
In high school, I was that kid who thought he was like super sensitive and was really pretentious about being able to feel. I can feel the pains of the world and I can capture them and write them down. And clearly not high school kid in Fairmont, don't know anything about the world.
Williams stopped writing for a while in high school and early on in college, but he picked up poetry again during his second year at Fairmont State. He says he worked with a professor who helped him better shape his work. Now he's a teacher too. He is completing his student teaching at North Marion High School in Marion County. He says writing poetry is like going on an adventure, and he hopes to convince young people that the adventure is worth taking.
I think that poetry has been largely overlooked by a lot of people because it's short and it's compact and there's a lot of meaning into it. And I think a lot of times it's kind of gained this very pretentious reputation. And I'm hoping that in some small way I can help to break down that reputation and to kind of make poetry accessible for a broader selection of people.
Williams' winning selection is a manuscript entitled House of Bones. While tapping his feet gently and using his hands to speak the words, Williams reads one of his poems.
This is one of the poems from my collection, House of Bones, that I got this award for. It's called Work Ethics, and it's kind of talking about how work has changed over the course of time, especially from a masculine perspective, as we try to justify the work we do now compared to the work we've done before. So as I said, it's called Work Ethics, and I'll read it. A change of pace, the transition from breathing stale air to swallowing the thin chill of winter, whistling through the weeping willows, sifting faded Polaroids, aging orange and indigo faces, fathers and fathers before, wearing the cartilage away in cornfields, coal mines, as their sons try justifying, holding down desks, crunching accounts, mother's arthritic fingers stilled, mending worn denim, thread stretched up, gaze diligent, pulling the weight of family, like the needle past canvas, calloused knuckles, churn the Iowan crust as younger joints adjust vectors and pick Pantone's watches. Constructing drywalled offices, three stories above, earth turned by grandfathers, pacing the foundations they poured, we wonder whether we have one of our own.
He says writing a poem can present a great deal of struggle, including being happy with the words you've put on paper.
I think that's one of the biggest struggles with writing, perhaps poetry in particular, I don't know, but that kind of self-criticism and self-editing that goes on, and you're never quite ready with something. I think it was, who was it? I can't remember whether it was Walt Whitman. I think it was Walt Whitman who would constantly edit his work. He'd put out an edition, he'd publish it, and then he'd come back and redo a whole poem and come back and publish it again in a different edition. So it's the constant editing that goes on, and I don't think that's ever going to go away. I'm not sure I even want it to, but I don't think you can really come across the perfect poem at all. It's something you just keep doing, can keep doing.
But what does it take to be a good poet?
I think the qualities that you really have to be a good poet are, one, you have to have the determination to do it, and you have to have the determination to study and do your reading and look at it and study it seriously. And secondly, I think you have to be open-minded enough to take criticism and and allow other people to butcher your work, because you can't get too attached to it, because very frequently I have written something and I've given it to other people to look at and they've just torn it apart. And while that's been kind of devastating when you've put hours into a poem or something like that, it really helps, and you have to build the tough skin and realize that it's part of the process. The poetry isn't a one-shot deal. It's a constant set of writing and revision and then workshopping and then revision and then workshopping and revision over and over and over again.
Williams will be receiving the Florence Kahn Memorial Award for his win in this competition. That includes $500 in cash, and his manuscript will be published as a chapbook, a small publication including 10 of his poems, which will be limited to just 100 copies. He will also be reading from the book in Salt Lake City in June to celebrate the victory.
I've never really done a public presentation, although that's going to come up when the celebration for this chapbook shows up in Salt Lake City. So how I'm going to present that and perform poetry at that reading, I have absolutely no idea, and it's a completely new world for me. This award has opened up so many opportunities. It's unreal.
Williams may have to get used to it. He's already working on new poems and on a new book of poetry about art. He hopes it to be released this year. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Fairmont.